Illinois Made is just one of the themes the head of the state's Office of Tourism promoted this week in the Quad Cities. It's National Travel and Tourism Week, and Corey Jobe arrived in Rock Island on Tuesday morning for a sports huddle at the Holiday Inn. He dropped by WVIK after the meeting, and Michelle O'Neill asked him what it was all about.
Well, I spoke to a group of about 15 Convention and Visitor Bureaus and 18 rights holders from around the country who are interested in building our sports tournaments and sports activities here in the state. It's a big return on investment. When you bring sporting events, niche meetings, conventions, youth tournaments, it drives a true return on investment for the local community, for the state of Illinois.
Mm-hmm. And how did they respond to your pitch?
Well, great. I mean, we have a niche market called Sports Illinois, and it's made up of those convention and visitor bureaus from around the state who have sporting facilities, athletic fields that host weekend tournaments, week-long tournaments throughout the year, indoor and outdoor fields and facilities. So it's an opportunity really for us to engage with those rights holders.
Okay, and it's certainly a central location in the Midwest.
Absolutely is. The Quad Cities obviously host to the Women's Missouri Valley Basketball Championships. Mm-hmm. They're no stranger to sports activities whatsoever. So it's good to be here in the Quad Cities.
And some tourism numbers came out yesterday for the state of Illinois. Tell me about those.
Yes, another record-breaking year. We welcomed another 1 million visitors to the state in 2016 over 2015. Which brings our domestic visitor numbers to 110 million visitors who visited Illinois in 2016. Out of those 110 million, 83% are leisure visitors. We also announced that we added another nearly 10,000 new tourism-related jobs. So in the last 2 years, we've added 20,000 tourism-related jobs to the economy here in the state, bringing that number about 302,000 overall tourism-related jobs.
And is that pace of another 1 million over year over year, is that a high pace, a slow pace?
The 1 million new visitors. It was right around the national average. We have not, our full numbers are not in yet. We're still waiting on our international numbers. So that'll bump another 1.5% to 2%. So yes, we're on pace, and our Q1 17 numbers were doing quite well as well. So in addition to that, you know, it's tourism is a big economic engine for the state, and we brought in tax revenue receipts of $2.6 billion, that's with a B, $2.6 billion in tax revenue for local and state economies, and that's up $106 million over the previous year. And the one thing I like to note, we're responsible for putting heads in beds and butts in seats, as I like to say. And we increased our overnight stays by more than 3% over the previous year, and that beats the national average by over 1%. So we feel pretty good of what we're doing here in the state of Illinois to not only attract visitors, but those visitors are spending a lot of money, over $36 billion in expenditures at our hotels, restaurants, small business, gift shops, attractions, and really
parking lots.
It all adds up. And it's a great return on investment for the state of Illinois.
And how does it, you know, spread throughout the state? You know, how much is there a percentage that is for Chicago and the rest?
Well, you know, it's pretty much split. The visitor expenditure, it's about 55-45, 55% downstate, 45% in the city and Cook. The hotel motel tax revenues, it's about 60-40, 60% mm-hmm. Chicago, 40% downstate. And the reason there's so much supply in the city of Chicago, the city of Chicago in the last year has opened 20 plus new hotels. A lot of those are architecturally significant boutique renovation hotels. So it drives a lot of demand. So a lot of supply is in the Chicago market. But we like to say this is a very balanced industry around the state. And there's a lot of unique opportunities. The visitor today, 72% of millennials want to travel for authentic, unique experiences. And you can find authentic experiences in all parts of the state. And why people travel, why you travel, why I travel are just totally different, but offer unique opportunities to experience something authentic in the state.
Whatever is sort of unique in the history or the culture of that area.
Well, absolutely. You know, we are out, obviously it's National Travel and Tourism Week, and it's a great week. It's the 34th year for National Travel and Tourism Week by the U.S. Travel Association. And this year's theme is the faces of travel. And it really gets to the heart of what we're doing in the state through our Illinois Made program. Illinois Made is to inspire travel to the state through the eyes of our small business owners, entrepreneurs who are making unique things. And we're out identifying our small business owners and makers in the Illinois Made program as our faces of travel. And with that, we're launching five new travel itineraries to encourage visitors to get beyond the gateway destinations in a community and get out and experience and get to know our Illinois makers, whether it's Navarro Canoes here in Rock Island, whether it's Blom Brothers or Eshelman Pottery in Joe Davies County in the Galena community, or it's all of our great craft beer, craft wine, and spirits makers around the state. They all are job creators. They're small business owners. They are entrepreneurs. And they're very passionate about their craft and where they live and where they call home. And so it's just a fun time to be in tourism. And again, it's a fun time, and we have a great destination in the state of Illinois.
Do you have any farm experiences, ag experiences?
Oh, absolutely. You know, this farm to fork movement, this finding out where your food comes from, just not in the aisle of a local grocery store, getting to the heart of where it comes from is clearly in our Illinois Made program. We have a couple of great we have over 70 makers in our program today, but we have a couple of great farm-to-fork chefs who are not only award-winning chefs in their own right, but actually outside of town in Bloomington, Epiphany Farms in the central part of the state. The owners of Epiphany Farms have a 10-acre farm outside of Bloomington where they raise everything from their goats to chicken to beef to pork and all the vegetables and produce they can produce, even their own hops that they make in their beer. And we have some award-winning cheesemakers in the state. In Champaign County, Prairie Fruit Farm and Creamery is a great farm that houses many, many goats, the cutest little things I've ever seen. And they make award-winning goat cheese and goat cheese gelato.
And you goat can, cheese gelato.
It is incredible. I'm very serious. It's really tasty. I love this about my job. I get to taste my way through Illinois.
Right.
And but you can see some of their goat cheese on menus at Michelin star restaurants, James Beard award winning restaurants in the city of Chicago. And what's fascinating, Amtrak is actually now shipping. You can put a lot of our makers downstate are putting their product on Amtrak. And they're training it to Chicago, shipping it to Chicago, and delivering it to these small business restaurant operators in the city of Chicago. And so
it goes by Amtrak.
It goes
for
by
what reason?
Amtrak, because
not,
it's
not
easier.
Freight.
Amtrak has a service now that they'll allow
it's
to put
refrigerated
small
or
refrigerated
something.
Service that allow to put small packages on the train and deliver up to the city. So it's really connecting the visitor to where
things
are
grown. So when Amtrak comes to the Quad Cities, will we get deliveries of these things too?
Well, we'll make sure that we'll make sure that they know about it. That's for sure. And it's really connecting unique, authentic experiences to the visitor, and that's what the visitor wants today. And nothing against our gateway destinations; they're vitally important. But it's really getting those entrepreneurs working with our gateway destinations and our marketing teams at our convention.
What about the river?
Well, the river is vitally important. As you'll, one of our travel itineraries takes us. We have seven national scenic byways here in the state. Two of the most popular are the Route 66 and the Great River Road, the Mighty Mississippi. And along those, we have two trip itineraries that get you to explore the great river towns or the iconic kitschy Route 66 stops. But it also gets you out a little further. And what I tell people, I travel a lot for my job. But I travel a lot from Chicago to Springfield and beyond, and I encourage people to get off the interstates because there's a new story to be found and a great way to connect with passionate artisans and craftspeople and small business owners. But along the Great River Road, I say Galena to the Quad Cities, Nauvoo to Quincy, Grafton, Alton. That's a trip of a lifetime, and it's a week-long itinerary and trip, and we'll give you great ideas for those destination gateway attractions, but we'll also take you off the beaten path and let you experience something very unique. And along the Great River Road, there's some great wine trails, great fantastic wines, great restaurants, and great artisans. I tell people about Nauvoo all the time, and they're like, where? What? And that really, that experiencing the hands-on feeling of having a brick made or seeing the baked goods being made or straw brooms being produced.
Bishop Hill, too.
And Bishop Hill as well, absolutely. And
those it's not on the river.
But... Not on the river, but you can experience all those.
Right.
It's just telling our story. And our job here is to tell the story and really be the top of the funnel and inspire travel to the state.
So tell me about the story of the Illinois budget and your department. How are things going? I know a year or two ago, the marketing budget was cut.
Well, a couple years ago, we did have it was cut. But I can tell you through these 2016 numbers and 2015 numbers, we've had another, like I said, another record-breaking year in terms of attracting visitors. We've just worked harder. We've gotten much more nimble. We work very closely with our 40 convention and visitor bureaus around the state. In terms of marketing, we stay closer to home. We market in 13 Midwest markets today. But we've worked very hard over the past couple of years to really educate legislators and the governor's office of the value and importance of tourism. As I've said, tourism is a solution. It's a revenue generator. The money that we're spending today in marketing, $15 million is all we're spending around the world in 13 markets and 6 international markets to generate $36 billion in visitor expenditure and $2.6 billion in tax revenue. That's a really good return on investment. And we say conservatively, for every dollar we spend in marketing promotion for the state, we return $9. That's very conservative. I would say that's probably about a 20 to 1. And we're doing some more research on that right now. So it's a good investment. It's been my job. I come from the finance world and economic development. And it's been my job over the past 2 years to really connect, make the business case for travel. Make the business case for why Illinoisans should take vacation time. Leaving those unused vacation days on the table is not good for your personal well-being or your health, but it's not good for our economy. And we want Illinoisans to get out and travel the state. Yes, we'd like for you to overnight, but if you can't do that, we'd like to get out, have you get out and meet our makers, meet the people that work at the attractions, enjoy yourself. And that really does stimulate the local economy. I always said, you know, there were 600 million unused vacation days last year in the country by employees. And just think here in Illinois, if employees that left, if they could take 2 vacation days and went somewhere and overnight and stayed overnight, just think of the ripple effect that would have in the local economy they were visiting, from the shop owner to the local convenience store operator to the gas stations. It all makes a difference. And when you see these job, the tourism-related job numbers, it's very important. We're the fastest-growing job creator in the Illinois economy today. We grow jobs at a faster pace than any other sector in Illinois' economy. And so, yes, in tourism, we like to have fun. It's a fun business to be in, but it's a serious business and a major revenue generator for the state.
What are some things that Illinois and the Quad Cities in particular could do better? Areas that have been challenges in the past. Mm-hmm.
Well, we have a brand new campaign out, we asked the question, Illinois, are you up for amazing? And that's a strong word to deliver on, the word amazing. But amazing means so many different things to everyone, so many different things to different people. And we did a lot of research in terms of this new campaign, and we studied our demographic, and it has changed. Today, more than 65% of our visitors are millennial and Gen X travelers to the state. We hadn't been marketing in that area for quite some time. And what's interesting, millennial and Gen X market, they both want the same. They both want outdoor adventure. They want unique local experiences. They really want to take shorter weekend trips. They're not timed by any means, so they're last-minute decision trip makers. And that gives Illinois and the Quad Cities prime opportunity. We're really centrally located. We're an easy drive, easy transportation. And we have a lot of different opportunities. I say that...
I used to say all the time when I first moved here some, 20, 30 years ago, why isn't there an outfitter here for canoes and kayaks?
Mm-hmm.
What's going on? This would be perfect. Well, it's a working river. Would be usually
well,
when I get, but the Rock River,
the
there's
Rock River.
No navigation on the Rock
nope,
River.
Right.
It's a beautiful place to go kayaking.
Absolutely. And I think too, it's, and we're talking about this later this summer. Maybe I'm getting ahead of myself, but it's important to understand what the tourism infrastructure needs are for a region. And I don't mean streets, sidewalks, highways, and bridges. So I'll leave that to the Illinois Department of Transportation and the local governments. But in terms of how do we continue to make a destination strong and vibrant, what kind of product or infrastructure do we need to continue to attract visitor growth? And we've had, I will be honest, we've had an incredible ride, and we want to continue that. I think why we've had such an incredible ride, when people think about Illinois, they think about Chicago and that great, big, world-class city and all the great things to do. And then they think about, it's so easy to get out of Chicago and take the iconic road trip. That term is back in people's vocabulary and their mindset when they're planning a trip. And so it's easy to connect Chicago and Route 66, Chicago and suburbia, Chicago and Galena, Chicago and the Great River Road. It's
and Lincoln Land.
And the state capitol. It's, the history buffs. Where else can you learn more about history and one of our greatest presidents but in Springfield? The Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library and Museum is the most popular presidential library and museum in the country to date. I say the ALPLM is like Walt Disney meets history. It's not your typical presidential museum. And you can walk where Lincoln walked at the National Park Service site, his home. And just in a few weeks, the Springfield Convention and Visitor Bureau will launch the History Comes Alive program, where at any given time of the day, you can see President Lincoln walking the streets, having lunch with families in an outdoor restaurant, and all the individuals in their costume period dress. It's connecting those young kids that are in town with the family for the weekend to experience history and what it was back in the day. So we have from outdoor adventure to history to culinary, we're really the culinary capital of the world. If you think about it, the James Beard Awards was just in Chicago two weekends ago. It's been in Chicago for 3 years and it runs till 2021. And these are the top food minds in the industry in the country. And they've selected Chicago. And not only Chicago, but we have a lot of award-winning chefs around the state. And a lot of people still travel today to connect with food and craft spirits and where that food comes from. So I say it's a blessing. It's a harder job for me, but we have a lot of great assets and attractions and destinations. Somebody always asked me about my top five. I can't list my top five because we have there's more than five that really you could go drive out on a Friday and stay the entire weekend and have fun.
Yeah. And I love root beer. So I was in the middle of, where was I? On the south end of Starved Rock Park.
Yes.
And we drove around and didn't take the highways.
Okay,
and
good.
I think it's near Oswego. There's some little root beer joint and they put their mugs in the freezer. So then when they fill them up with their home brew.
I love it.
It comes to you in a frosted mug.
An authentic
yes.
experience, a unique experience.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and you mentioned Starved Rock. It's one of our most popular destinations, just Starved Rock country. What's all happening around Starved Rock State Park and the beautiful waterfalls and nature, but all the unique little towns, Utica, LaSalle, Peru, Ottawa, all have a vibrant downtown growing product that can keep visitors in the community, in the area for a week.
And I always go to state parks.
Yes.
State parks, I think, are sort of an unsung hero of, people talk about national parks and the forest in southern Illinois.
Shawnee National Forest.
Yeah. But state parks are awesome.
Well, if Starved Rock was a national park, it'd be one of the largest in the country in terms of visitor numbers. 3 million plus visitors
I believe
was
it.
There last year. And it's great. And, you know, some other, and it's a great place. Yeah, state parks are a great asset, and all the unique lodging. I mean, if you think of some of that infrastructure that's been around from the,
and generally
the WPP
free.
Days, right?
Oh,
the,
that
the,
stuff.
I
yeah.
I mean, it's
yeah.
just, I mean, some of the, at the lodge,
Blackhawk Park,
the beautiful stone fireplaces and the lodge, they're, you just don't see that anymore.
No.
And we have a lot of great parks from Giant City Lodge down in Carbondale to Blackhawk, to the parks in Savannah, White Pines, and Star of Rock. Yeah. They're everywhere. And that makes a fun weekend adventure.
How do you convince the lawmakers to spend the money to save the round barn or whatever, you know, really needs work?
Again, I think that's why we want to do this listening tour. Obviously, I leave the budget. I'm the chief marketing officer for the state, as I call it. I'm the chief marketing cheerleader. I leave the budget. That's above my pay grade. I'll leave that to the governor and the four legislative leaders. But it's my job to educate legislative leaders and the governor about the value and importance. And look, our governor has been a true champion of the industry. He's given me the tools to deliver. He chaired the board of directors of Choose Chicago when he was a private citizen for 3 years and turned that organization around. But I always say that the tourism industry, it's not a blue issue, a red issue, but it's a green issue. Not a blue, red, but green issue. It's money in the pockets of our state budget. It's money in the pockets of our small business owners. And just think about this. Yes, we market and want Illinoisans to travel, but we're marketing in 13 Midwest. It's money coming from out of state that's being left in our communities and visitors leave. And that money stays behind and trickles through the economy. And so doing interviews like this, celebrating National Travel and Tourism Week and focusing on the importance of the tourism economy, that's how we continue to educate lawmakers.
Yeah, it's a tough sell, you know, some of those, you know, older buildings and things like
and
that.
I think the discussion of this tourism infrastructure is vitally important. The state of Illinois, we can't do it all, but if we can help connect the dots and bring people together and strategize in ways to make it work, because the Round Barn, I have visited a couple times, it's a unique gem that needs to be saved. You know, Frank Lloyd Wright is celebrating his 150th birthday on June 8th, and we're going to be launching a designated Frank Lloyd Wright trail later in June around the state. And if you look at many of the Frank Lloyd Wright properties, if there was not a local owner or local champion group, a lot of our most historic architecture of significance, that of Frank Lloyd Wright, wouldn't be saved today. And yes, there was some help from the state on some of those properties, but it's really a local group of champions that are dedicated to making it happen. And I think it's our job. We're the marketing arm. We'll do all that marketing. But I think also to continue to drive visitors, we need to create tourism infrastructure and strengthen our destination. So that's what we're here to do.
Right. And, you know, I mentioned, say, you know, a kayak outfitter. Or I think we have plenty of kayaks. More and more I see them all the time
now. Oh, sure.
And we have a group here called Fork, Friends of Off-Road Cycling. And they build this infrastructure in the parks. In Davenport, there's a big ramp, you know, that's made out of wood in one of the city parks, I think. And they did all the work themselves, weekend after weekend after weekend. And they raised the money. They did one in Illiniwek Park because it's off on a bluff. It's a really hard climb on a bike and more fun coming down.
Well, and outdoor recreation and biking is huge.
It is.
We have over 600 miles of bike trails in the state. We're producing our first bike guide. We get a lot of questions about biking in Illinois.
Quad Cities is huge for biking and
Absolutely.
Bike trails. Definitely. It's the... What does Joe Taylor always say?
Call you the bike capital of the Midwest?
Well, it's the cross-section of the north-south bike trail that is most popular in the country, in the Midwest anyway. Yes. And the northern part of the country or midsection is the one that cuts straight through right here
in the Quad Cities.
In the Quad Cities. The MRT and the other one, I can't remember the name of it. Joe knows. But the
Mississippi River
Trail. Yeah.
And is that the one that goes from Galena up through Wisconsin?
I think so.
Yes,
I think it goes all the way north and south.
Yes,
to Canada.
And those are visitors. Those are tourists.
Oh, yes. Ragbri.
Yes.
It affects the entire Quad Cities area, not just the Iowa Quad Cities.
Well, you know, you mentioned one more thing I didn't. You know, we typically like to highlight one-time events that bring national attention or even international attention. And one major event that's coming up this summer is the solar eclipse, which is big, August 21st for 2 minutes and 11 seconds or 41 seconds, I believe. And the longest duration will be in Macanda, Illinois, and that's south of Carbondale.
I know where Macanda is.
Macanda is really, it's a really cool little town. It's in the heart of the Shawnee National Forest and the Shawnee Hill Wine Trail. But NASA has proclaimed Macanda is the longest duration of viewability of the solar eclipse. So a lot of states are claiming they're home to the solar eclipse, but we do have the official seal in NASA.
From NASA,
and they'll be setting up their camp at SIU Carbondale. So it's a big opportunity. Hotel rooms from as far south as Nashville, Tennessee, all the way as north as Effingham, Illinois, are filled to capacity. There are still some rooms
available.
They're
already booked.
They're already booked, but there are still some rooms available. That's a unique once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to really market the welcome to these hundreds of thousands of visitors from not only around the country but around the world who will be in southern Illinois for the eclipse. And it's the great thing, it's on a Monday, and the weekend leading into it are going to be a lot of festivals and events around southern Illinois. And even Ozzy Osbourne himself is having a concert called Moonstruck at Walker's Bluff outside of Carbondale, and it should be quite a weekend for people to
get
away.
Sounds like it. I wonder if they'll do something at Cahokia Mounds. Historic site.
Oh, absolutely.
But it's not, what Moonstruck and a solar eclipse makes me think of is Stonehenge,
yes.
You know,
yes.
So.
Well, you know, you mentioned Cahokia Mounds. It's obviously along the Great River Road there in the Collinsville area. Cahokia Mounds is the only UNESCO World Heritage Site in the Midwest, and it will be celebrating its 35th year as a World Heritage Site in 2018. And Cahokia Mounds is a gem that is highly underrated, unfortunately, but very, very, very unique. It's a great way to learn about history and the Indian civilization that really once occupied was a very large civilization. And it's a really cool place to learn about history and to get out and walk the mounds. And we need to have somewhat of a, I've always said Cahokia Mounds needs to have a, they need to have costumed period dress and have like a History Comes Alive program there.
I wonder if they have a Native American
They
group,
do. I believe like they do. And I think they have a Native American event or two on the, but
the plan would be to get those hooked
and there
up
is
together
some talks and about putting Cahokia Mounds as a National Park Service site.
Uh-huh.
A lot of talks right now between Illinois Historic Preservation Agency and the federal government.
I don't know that would be good or bad.
Well, I think it's a win-win.
It would be.
It's just like they're trying to do another setup like they did at Pullman when the Obama administration. That's a connection between IHPA and the National Park Service as
I
well.
I see.
So they're hoping
that,
to do something.
That would be interesting. Mm-hmm.
That was Corey Jobe, director of the Illinois Office of Tourism, talking with Michelle O'Neill.